Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. On today's mailbag show, we'll be discussing prophetic current events, answering your questions, sharing praise reports, and praying over your prayer requests. We'll also be taking communion after the music break. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio Mailbag Show. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024, the year of our Lord. We'll bring you the latest headline news, commentaries, analysis, as we see them through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. Well, there's a lot of things happening, and we were talking before the program with Larry and Chuck. They're with us, and we'll be talking about some of these things during the podcast today. But before we get into some of that, I just wanted to mention briefly that there was a massive bridge collapse in Baltimore, and large sections of the bridge fell into the river after the cargo ship collision took out the support column. And I was watching a video, and that whole thing came down. I mean, it's just a miracle of God that more vehicles and people did not die. I think there were some vehicles, not many, but I mean, as big as this bridge is, this could have been just a catastrophic event. And it is a big event, no doubt about it. The bridge collapsing, that big of a bridge collapsing, a major artery in the beltway there in Baltimore, no doubt this is a major event. But I was talking in reference to lives. It would have been catastrophic. It could have been catastrophic. And I was watching the video as even some 18-wheelers made it. Several 18-wheelers made it safely before the thing collapsed. And this is the kind of thing that is unexpected. Nobody is expecting it. I don't think this was planned. I think this was an accident, a real accident. And this bridge collapse is supposed to be the third longest continuous truss bridge in the world. This one that collapsed, the third longest truss bridge in the world. So this is no small event, but it could have been catastrophic in terms of lives lost. At any rate, the search is going to continue looking for the people that may be in the bottom of the river there in their cars. Those never made it home. It goes to show, folks, that we just never know. We're living in a world we just don't know. You go out, you don't know if you'll return home. And the way things are, it's more likely more and more each day, which should encourage everyone to be as close to the Lord as they can. And we say that every program. Now, having said that, I want to share something here, excuse me, that an article that came out on World News Daily, and it says an Air Force general is now saying that Biden is compromised and leading the U.S. to disaster. He said there's something brewing at home, and it's going to take many by surprise. Well, God bless this general for speaking up. I mean, I have been mentioning the fact that none of these generals seem to care. They're not speaking up. They're not talking. They're not opening their mouths to say anything. You know, we do say it in every program. We do say it in every program. And we have said many times that Biden is compromised, specifically with the CCP in China. But he's compromised in many ways, in many, many other ways. And this general had the the gall, if you will, the guts, the sand, the Brigadier General Blaine Holt, USAF retired, who served as a deputy U.S. military representative to NATO and is co-founder of the nonprofit Restore Liberty. And he fears the worst under Joe Biden. And he's saying that the evidence of betrayal is undeniable. And then he went in to say what everybody is thinking, but nobody says, right? All these generals probably are thinking, but they don't say anything. And even Trump hasn't said that. I mean, he has alluded to it, but he hasn't said it in so many words. Not like this general. And then he said, it is not statistically, I'm quoting him, it's not statistically possible for an administration to make 100% of its decision counter to the United States interests without some other factor at play, unquote. And then he said, if Americans want to know what the factor is, start watching what Congressman Comer is doing in his oversight committee, unquote. Now, I haven't paid attention to what Congressman Comer is doing. I'm really not into politics these days. I never was much, but especially now. So I have not really heard much about that, but according to what this general is saying, he says, pay attention to what Congressman Comer is doing in his oversight committee. So apparently Congressman Comer is doing an investigation into this very thing. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, the article goes on to say that Comer from Kentucky, Republican from Kentucky, is the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. And according to Holt, every single day, James Comer, he's peeling back the onion on the Chinese compromise of this administration, unquote. I'm going to stop there. We're going to post this article today when we post the program. But I think this, what he said is loaded. He said a lot. And he goes on to talk about how the Chinese are involved in everything that is happening in this country. And they are, and the security and the defense of this nation is compromised. And Biden knows about it. And the generals know about it. And they're not doing diddly squat or saying diddly squat. So God bless and protect this brave general, retired.
Yeah, there's one or two generals speaking out, but it's very rare that they speak out. I don't know, you know, there's a term that you use with dogs and cats, I guess, called neutered, and apparently that's occurred. Wasn't chemical, probably, or wasn't surgical removal. It was just, I guess, their ability to stand up was just cut off. I don't know. It's amazing. My angle a little bit on this bridge incident, though, is I've come from a different angle a little bit. I've been trying to research that this morning and look at it. Of course, you know, people that listen to me know that I, you know, whenever you need a good conspiracy theory, I can come up with one. So, you know, with that being said, I have to say that when I first heard this morning, I was looking for some symbology or something symbolic in a nature of some kind to give us an insight into what this would mean if it was a sign of any sort. And, of course, you know, as everybody knows, this was the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed. And Francis Scott Key, if you people know anything about him at all, you know, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, you know, where our flag was still flying. But this could be really, you know, and I'm just saying could be. I'm not, you know, I tell people, pray about it yourself, you know, and believe it or don't believe it, because, you know, I don't strain myself anymore trying to convince people of anything. But to me, it has a symbolic warning or a symbolic alert that this nation ought to take, you know, when the Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, bridge, and that's highly significant, collapses, that's a sign to me. Now, like I said, and I'll qualify it, you know, if you need a good conspiracy theory, I could come up with one. But that to me is symbolic of where we are in the nation right now. This nation is in trouble such as it's never been. It's in peril. And we keep getting that term even from some of the news people. But, of course, we just overlook that because we don't want to think about that. And ironically, though, you know, the reason I'm looking at this from a different angle is the fact that the information seems to be that this massive barge container ship that was coming in, by the way, this is a huge port, Baltimore, Maryland, you know, this is a huge port in that harbor for bringing in, you know, traffic and goods and my understanding, even coal and possibly oil, and I mean all kind of stuff coming into the country through this port, that now is blocked because the bridge is in the water. There's no ships can go out, no ships can come in, and that, from my understanding, is the Northeast or the East Coast. That's about a third of all the traffic in the country. And this bridge is a main thoroughfare, if you will, going into Washington, D.C., that they use. So this has kind of cut them off. It's cut off. Really, the East is going to have problems. I mean, this is a major impact. Now, with that being said, and, you know, I'm not promoting conspiracy theories, but I'm saying there's more to this than an accident, I think. Now, this is just me. This morning on Steve Quayle Alert's headline, General Michael Flynn warns Americans that the Baltimore Bridge collapse was a black swan event. And if you guys remember, we've talked about that about the last two or three or four shows, how the black swan events were just the top of the rhetoric in not only movies and books recently, but even articles that have been written recently warning about a black swan event that was coming. And Michael Flynn said this was it, and says many people have been warning about this black swan event for the past few months. He says this is it. Now, you know, do your own research, believe what you want to believe. However, the incident is to me, is really out of character for an accident because the container ship from Singapore, or owned by Singapore, was coming in, and the same thing happened to it. If you'll remember, the big ship that blocked the Suez Canal, they lost power. Something happened that they claimed they believe was a cyber attack of some kind, took over the steering of their ship and ran them right aground. There was two incidents of that, and Russia was blamed in the theories, if you will, of two military ships, and then a couple of more ships, one British and one American, in the last few months that have had loss of power and steering, and something took over their guidance of their ship. They lost everything. They claim that's a Russian warfare device of some kind, and it's been going on for the last two or three years that this, people have known that this does happen. Now, it's beyond coincidence, I think, that this happened the very day after Vladimir Putin in Russia comes on and announces to the Russian people that he connected the dots, and the Moscow massacre went through Kyiv. The UK and the US orchestrated it, was involved in the availability for this to happen. Now, by the way, for those that don't know, the terrorist, when this event in Moscow occurred, they headed immediately for the Ukraine border. They've already done some groundwork and found out that there were Ukrainian forces on the border waiting to receive them back into Ukraine. So obviously, and according to some of the really intelligent people, Jack Posobiec and I can, you know, Cash Patel, a number of them that know these things said this was not an ISIS hit, even though ISIS supposedly claimed it. This was not an ISIS hit. If it had been an ISIS hit, they'd have been like ISIS, and they'd have slaughtered all they could slaughter, and they'd have blown themselves up or died or been killed. They didn't flee. ISIS don't flee. They fight and kill and die. That's their MO. And this was a flight of these terrorists straight to Ukraine. Now they find out, and after some digging, Russia's found out that these fighters were apparently picked up in Tajikistan from a Ukrainian embassy draft there that recruited them and then sent them to Istanbul, Turkey, of all places, and they spent 2 months in Istanbul, Turkey, training in a camp there to do this terrorist warfare. Now, that being said, yesterday, Putin said the U.S. was involved. He also said, we're going to pay back and we're going to kill some of the people that did this to us. One of the paybacks was immediately, within hours of the massacre in Russia launched hypersonic missiles, some of them out of Crimea, which took only 3 minutes to strike. One place they struck was Kyiv, and they couldn't stop them. They're too fast. And in 3 minutes, they hit Kyiv and took out the three-story building that the SBU of Ukraine, which is like the American CIA, and they are, by the way, connected deeply with the CIA, took out the building they were operating out of, and they were there. So they lost who knows how many. They said they're still pulling bodies out. However, at the same time, hypersonics went through Poland's airspace and struck an airbase right on the Polish border that's just inside Ukraine they were putting together or assembling the F-16 aircraft NATO has given to Ukraine to fight Russia. Well, they were assembling those planes, those F-16s. They had all the fuel there. They had the parts there. They had the technicians from NATO there. And they're still collecting bodies. At least 20 of those missiles hit that base and completely demolished it, took all of that equipment out, all of that, the personnel. And they said it burned for hours and hours and hours. They simply couldn't put the fires out. This is not mainstream news. You're not hearing this in mainstream news. However, go back to this bridge, this Singapore ship, as it was coming in into that harbor, they lost all power, just like those other ships I mentioned to you. All power went out. It went dark. All the lights went off. The steering was taken away from them, and it was taken right in to that bridge to hit the very one spot that would bring that entire structure down. So with that being said, that's just some of the stuff I know this morning.
Yeah, I saw the video of that, and it's obvious that this happened purposely, because these people also have a way of taking control of automobiles and killing people. I've heard about this on numerous occasions. They'll get in and install this hardware on automobiles while the person is sleeping. And then they don't even know it's been put on the car until they want to take over the car and crash it into a tree or something. But I saw the video of this, and they did lose power. And considering the wide berth that this ship had to go under the bridge, and what does it do? It goes right into the pylon and knocks the bridge down. No, this was not an accident. This is something that was done on purpose. And like you said, Larry, blocks the waterway. Just like they did with that ship that was in the canal and came to a grinding halt. So they have a way of doing this, of controlling things like this. And it's amazing. You know, we see these things happening, and there usually is something behind it. They're just not accidents.
Well, I don't know. I was reading also on the Hal Turner website that one of the reasons he thinks, and of course he's an expert on the intel and stuff that could have happened. So, and he says that the reason this happened, according to some people that he mentioned, was the fact that there was a federal government cut on the tugboat budget, 40%. And of course, in a situation like that, normally what should have happened is a tugboat should have pulled the ship under the bridge and guided it, not have the ship, try to do it itself, which look what happened. And so this is according to what he says, what Hal Turner says in his website, and that recently the DOT cut the tug budget 40%. And so the tugs, what they do is they are able to slow down and even stop the ship. But with no tugboats there you go. So was this on purpose, an accident? I don't know. The jury is still out my end. Either way, I do believe that it is symbolic. I do believe that it is it could characterize as a black swan event, namely because of the symbolism behind the bridge. The symbolism behind the bridge there is it's very, very telling. Francis Scott Key did write the Star Spangled Banner hymn, and it brought back memories to me many years ago when I was I was 15 years old, and I went to Baltimore to visit some friends. My family were moving down to Miami from New Jersey, and we spent a day there with them, and they took us. I remember they took us to visit Fort McHenry. And of course, Fort McHenry is the where this hymn was written by this, person, this 35-year-old lawyer, amateur poet, Francis Scott Key, after he was witnessing the bombardment of Fort McHenry by the British ships. He was inspired to write that, and we were taken to a tour through all that area, and we saw the document that he wrote. Very, very touching, very touching. So I do believe that this is a message, if you will. This is a very, very loud message. Somebody is sending a message. Methinks it's the Most High sending a message to the American people about the Star-Spangled Banner. Remember those days, and remember this is what you're facing. And this is a symbolism, I believe, letting the people know to kind of, sober up and realize what is happening to your nation. Like I was sharing before, there was this this general is speaking out, and he is speaking out loudly, and we'll have to wait and see if this Comer investigation on the House committee amounts to anything. I think that this nation, what is at play here, I don't want to get carried too carried away by this incident, and it is a big incident, and it is symbolic. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, folks. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and Larry touched on a couple of them there, with the what happened in Russia, the attack on Russia. That was horrific, and that was intentional, and that was planned probably by the three-letter agencies together with England and Ukraine. But there's so much going on. While these things are going on, let's not lose sight of the fact that the Biden's DOJ, the Department of Justice, just launched, and some of you may be aware of it, some of you may not, it launched an unconstitutional red flag center to abolish guns in America. And they call it National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, the ERPO, but that is what it is. It is basically a red flag center to take guns away from citizens. And at this point, and this, of course, this was this was sandwiched in a bill, okay, for the to keep the country running, right? The budget, the budget bill to keep the country running. And these people, the ones that write these bills, because these bills are written by people, and these people are being told what to write, okay? And I thought, but it goes to show you, I'm not into politics. I don't know much about politics, but I thought that these kinds of bills were put together by members of Congress and members of the Senate, right, and people of that nature. And it seems that the people in Congress had no clue what was in this bill, this budget bill. And they only had 24 hours to pass it. Now, that document had, from what I read, had thousands of pages in. So I don't know who can read that fast. I don't even think that if you're a fast reader, you can read all that material in 24 hours. And really, I mean, read it with a sense of conviction to know what you're reading, to be able to comprehend and grasp, which I imagine it is a very complex and extremely difficult material to read. I have done some of that material reading and writing in the past when I was in engineering, and I'm telling you, it's not easy to read that kind of stuff. It's got some of these fancy words and terminologies and sentences, and especially when you're talking about law, legal documents are even twice as hard. And so you go figure, you have 24 hours to read, to assess this, and to sign the bill. Of course, it was a deadline, and if they didn't pass it, the government couldn't pay its light bill. And so this is what's going on in this country. This country is being held hostage. It's being held hostage by people whose intention is its destruction. They want to destroy this country. And I think that this is probably things that are not being looked at. People are not looking at this. People are not paying attention to these other things that are happening. And this is going to affect us. This is going to affect, if you own guns, and if you believe in the right to own arms, to have arms, to own guns, if you believe in that right, which is a constitutional right, this law that was passed is going to, it should cause you to, it should, let me just say it this way, it should make you really lose some sleep at night. Because what they're saying is they're going to come and get it. If anybody reports you as maybe not fit, maybe not mentally fit, emotionally fit, or whatever, suspicious, any such thing is going to land you in the lap of the FBI knocking on your door or knocking it down and taking your guns away while you're asleep. So anyway, this is just a little extra news, but I think that the handwriting is on the wall, and I do think that that collapse of the bridge is a strong message being sent to the American people.
Well, that's true, and then people have to reconsider where they live, because certain states are going to submit and go into that heartily. That's right up their alley to remove the guns, and then there are some states, and I still contend that we're in a time frame or a season of breakup. The United States will no longer be the United States, because they will not at all be united. They're not united now. There's massive breakage happening, like Texas and Florida, and with the main government in Washington D.C. and they're just, some states not going to go there. So I guess where you are will depend on your availability to survive to some degree. Now, of course, we all trust the Lord, and we all claim to listen to the Lord, and we all should pray. But all in all, some of this is almost like a train going over a cliff. Depending on what car on the train you're in, maybe you're going over the cliff is a little later than some of the earlier cars. I don't know, but wow, we're in a mess in this country.
Yeah, well, these people, I believe, are overextending themselves and what they think they're going to be able to do as far as taking guns away from the citizens. They may be able to do it to a certain extent, but there are a lot of militias out there and people living in states like Texas and Alaska who love their guns and their rights to carry a weapon, and they are not going to give their guns up to the government regardless. They should have done this a long time ago, and they didn't, and it's too late. And they're going to have a real battle on their hands, probably one bigger than they imagined.
Yep. Well, they probably see the election coming up, and they're saying, well, you know, we're going to preempt any attempt to what they tried to do in January 6th, which there was no attempt in January 6th to do such thing, but that's what they say. And I mean, they're prepping the whole thing for a civil war. That's what they're shooting for. And they know that trying to take guns away from people, it's one of those trigger points. They know it. They know that is one of the trigger points. They tried to take the freedom of speech away, and they sat back and watched how the American people reacted to that. They took the liberties of the people away with the forced jabs and the forced, if you will, incarceration in your home, which is what it was. You were a prisoner in your home. And in many countries, especially, it was severe. Places like Australia, they had the camps even for people unvaccinated. And, you know, they did that, and they sat back and watched how the people reacted to that. And they saw that people did nothing. So now they're saying, okay, we're going to go for it now. We're going to go for it. And this is as good a time as any. And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. And I believe that it's going to start soon. I believe you're going to start seeing this summer. This is a me thanks moment. You're going to start seeing this summer some of these events. You're going to start hearing about people, maybe well-known people, some of them not so well-known, that this is being done to. And many of them are going to end up in jail. This is what they do in communist regimes. I've been talking about this for years, and I'm warning the people that was coming, and here it is. Here it is in America. And so now, what you were touching there on, Larry, was I agree that it's going to depend a lot on what state you live in. Some of these liberal states and blue states, it's going to be much easier to do that than in some of the red free states, where, you know, people have the right to bear arms, and the gun rights are protected by the state. And you have the right to, you know, to stand your ground laws, like Florida, you know, where somebody comes into your home, you can shoot them, and the law will protect you. You know, there are states that have those laws, and there are states that do not have those laws. And the states that do not allow you to carry arms, and, you know, those states, mark my words, they're going to be targeted. Those are going to be the first ones. And I have a feeling that they're going to secure, and again, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to go out on a limb, but I would like to have your guys' opinion on this. I'm going to go out on a limb a bit, okay? Now, this is not something that God has shown me, or the gut feeling I have now, okay? So I'm just going to go out on a limb. And they're going to try to secure the areas where they're planning invasion through. And places like Minnesota, places like the Northeast, okay? Places like the Northwest, Washington, and Oregon, those places there. And those are the places. And of course, the other area is the border area, which they have, they're struggling there. They're fighting, which, I mean, there's a lot going on there also, but I'm going to stay off of that for at this time for the moment. But all of these areas are going to be targeted or prepped up, if you will, for takedown when they launch the invasion. The invasion is going to come from China and probably from Korea and from Iran and from Russia. And it's going to come through those places I mentioned, those areas, those regions I mentioned. And you're going to start seeing them taking the guns of the people in those areas to facilitate this this event. And Texas, of course, they're not going to be able to do that in Texas. California, yes, they're going to do that in California. And they're going to do that probably in Arizona. So there you have it. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just maybe going out on a limb, but I'd like to know what you guys think.
Well, I agree with you, Augusto. I think that our enemies have been prepping for some time, and I call them beachheads. You know, you call them blue liberal and you know, all of this stuff, but they're already being taken over. I mean, there's simply no resistance. There is absolutely zero resistance from California for the Chinese to move in and take over. I mean, it's already almost a done deal anyway. They don't even have to move in. They can actually just activate what's already there. And if it's up to that governor in California, pretty soon the you know, law enforcement will be Chinese and all the other ones that have come in. But you know, Henry Gruver and you know, multiple others, you know, Red Elk and I don't know how many others, have foreseen or been shown that the beachheads in America, and they were the, some of the East Coast, like New York and New Jersey, I guess, and that region up by Canada, and also the entire West Coast are literally turned over to the Chinese. They don't really have to invade. All they do is just bring their ships in and unload them. And, you know, I know there's a lot of good people in these areas, but, you know, it's going to be rather, rather difficult when they actually do it to get out of there, you know, because really at that point in time, there's not going to be a lot of traffic from certain states to other states. And you're going to see rapid changes that you can't even imagine. You know, I know a lot of people think, well, I can just get in my car and leave. Well, that's not necessarily true. Just because you can today don't mean you can tonight. I mean, we're getting to that place that not only can circumstances and, well, let me use that term, black swan events stop you from going anywhere, anytime, but so can an invasion that we've already been hearing has been going on for, you know, really since It began before actually Trump entered office. It some of that started under Clinton and the Clintons. You know, under Obama, it did more. And then under Biden, it's lost its mind. I mean, it's literally completely out of control now, what's pouring in this nation. And even Michael Yon now has warned that, you know, America's about to suffer a terror attack, probably much, much worse than the one that just hit Russia, because we have invited it to happen here. And it'll probably be greater than 9-1-1, you know, in New York. Where it'll be, I don't know. I don't have a clue. But it could happen anywhere. So much has come in, and we know the bad guys are here. It's not a secret. You know, I've been following a number of people like Todd Benzman and Michael Yon, and I can just name quite a few, Laura Loomer and others, that they already have the data. The bad guys are here. And as one of the people they interviewed in the caravans that were coming up through Mexico, they asked him, you know, what he was coming for. He said, one of them they caught. He said, I'm coming to make a bomb. I'm making bombs in America. And another one they asked him, you know, what are you going for? He said, we're going to take over America. He said, and they said, well, you didn't bring your guns with you? And he said, we don't have to. Our guns are already pre-positioned in America. All we got to do is come into America and then get them and go to war. I mean, how do you ignore clues like this? It has to be intentional.
Oh, yeah, it is intentional. There's one great big setup. That's why we have all of these Chinese so-called refugees coming into America who are really part of the Chinese military, and they are going to have everything waiting for them. their weapons, their uniforms, their trucks and tanks and so forth. And it's going to be happening across America. You know, there's going to be more than one attack. There's going to be attacks all over the place that are just going to just send this country into chaos. It's going to be just unbelievable. People, when they start seeing these things happen, they will be dumbfounded that such a thing could happen here. But you look at the border crossings, all of the people that have come in here, man, we have been set up, and things are going to really, really take off here shortly, probably by this summer. I don't know. We'll see.
The way that things are happening right now, the way I see things taking place, the way I see the dominoes falling, they're prepping this thing for the summer, or maybe the fall, right before the election. This is what they're targeting. This is the time period that they're targeting. So I don't expect this to last too long, this waiting period. And next year is going to be a humdinger. Next year is going to be a humdinger. My God. Anyways, there's a lot of things happening, folks. There's a lot of things happening, and we have to keep a good attitude about it. But there's a lot here that we have to chew on. We have to kind of mull and pray about, and a lot of things, just a lot of things. One other thing that I wanted to mention here is that Canada, and this is happening in other countries simultaneously, Canada is rolling out the social credit system, the citizens' bank accounts linked to obedience scores. That's right. Canada, oh, Canada, what has happened to you? Such a beautiful country. I was there some years ago in Toronto. Beautiful country. People, beautiful people. Oh, Canada, oh, Canada, you have fallen into the grips of communism. And who shall rescue you? Only the Lord. America is following right in your, and now they are now declared open banking. That's the link citizens' bank accounts to the new social credits. In other words, this system, when this system is in full swing, everything you do, what you buy, what money you make, everything is going to be, the government's is going to have access to it. They're going to see it. They're going to be able to tell what you're spending your money in and what you're buying. They're going to be able to know who you donate, what party you donate to. I mean, these people want to control everything. They want to know everything that you do and want to be able to control it. They, not so much. They want to have their privacy. You can mark it down. They are going to keep their privacy. But us peons, no. You're supposed to be subservient to the deep state. Oh, yeah. This is the way it's always been. This is the way it's always been. Whenever they tell you, listen, and I have told you this a million times. Read the book Animal Farm. You can still get it. You can still get it. There's still time for you to get it. Go out and get it while you still can. It's going to become extinct. Trust me. You read that book. That book tells you exactly how these people's minds operate. Okay? And they promise you, and they promise you this, and they promise you that, and they promise you the world, while they themselves, that they're doing it for them. They're not doing it for you. They're doing it so that they can live off of you and me and be rich, and they can be the controllers and the movers and the rulers, and they control everything that you do, everything that you say, and that is control. And in Cuba, they went after food. They control food. Uh-huh. They gave everybody a ration book. A food ration book, so many pounds of this, so many pounds of that, a month, a week, or whatever. Some items you had no access to, like milk, forget about it. Red meat, forget about it. That was back then. Can you imagine what these people are going to be able to do now with this new system? It's just material for a nightmare and a nightmare scenario. And people like me, I don't have much longer to go, maybe a few years. I don't know if the Lord wants, I don't know how long he wants me here, but, you know, I'm not a spring chicken, but I'm not going to be here long. I am sober enough to know that. And, but when I look at my children, when I look at my grandchildren, my heart just goes for them. My heart just is tore because of what they're going to have to live. And a lot of people are banking on the Lord returning sooner rather than later. But again, that is our blessed hope. And I pray and trust he comes soon. But what if he tarries? Back to you guys.
Well, there's some serious questions. And it's very interesting that the Western countries that once touted, whether it was you want to call it religion or whether you want to call it Catholicism or you want to call it, Christianity or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's so interesting that they've all fallen basically under communism. And, you know, America, you know, we really, there is a little restraint left restraining the evil from taking over the American Christians, what's left of them, completely. We still have our freedoms to some degree. We can at least still blog or steal, and they're fixing to clamp down big time before the fall, kind of like Augusta was saying. If you think they're going to let everybody have free speech coming up into this election, you're wrong. They're preparing even now to really clamp down and do other evil things. However, I was going to mention, Angel Studios just put out a movie, well, just not long back at all. I finally got my hands on it. I could get a DVD of it from Angel Studios. Amazon doesn't even put it out. I mean, nobody, as far as I know, even puts it out. It's been in theaters some, and I think some people have streamed, but I don't have that capability. But it's called The Shift. That's the title of it, with Christopher Aloha and Neil McDonough and others. And it's an incredible, incredible movie. Angel Studios put it out. And ironically, it's inspired by the Book of Job. And basically, it's one of the best I've seen in years. It deals with portals. It deals with devices that you can wear on your wrist and actually go through a portal or from one reality to the other, if you want to call it that, or from one dimension almost to the other. Of course, that technology belongs to Satan, and he's there. He's the one that's called the benefactor in the movie, and the poor guy that's like Job, he had a perfectly wonderful wife, children. Then suddenly his son was mysteriously taken from him. Then he was involved in a car accident, and he was removed into another world, out of the world he loved, and where there was hope and peace and prosperity and love, into a place of a world of no hope, where the benefactor ruled supremely. And the interesting thing is, during this show, and I've never seen one like it. I've never seen one like it. If you get a chance, angel.com, you can actually order the DVD. I did, directly from the studios, Angel Studios, and it's not much. And watch it, because interestingly, in this world with no hope of any kind, you know, the benefactor or Satan or whatever you want to call him, he tries to get basically this Joe Black character to just work for him, surrender to him, and he'll take care of him. And so this guy keeps praying, and he screams at him that prayers don't work in this world, but they did. They comforted that, you know, the Joe Black character, and so he challenged Satan. He said, well, if you're so powerful, give me back my son that was lost, that was gone. And old Slewfoot said, I can't do that. And he said, then zoom me back to the world I came from, that you took me out of. And he said, I can't do that. Remember? You remember the book of Job? You remember how Job lost everything? Everything. His family, his sons, his daughters, his cattle, his goods. He lost everything. Well, in this book, and I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but it's an excellent, excellent sci-fi movie based on the book of Job. And Christopher Paloha does a powerful, powerful rendition of the Job-like character. And McDonoghue, he's always been a mean guy, almost every movie he played. But he said in this movie, and I saw him talk after the movie, he said, this movie literally changed my entire life. He said, playing the enemy, if you will, the enemy of mankind, playing that part literally changed my life. He said it opened up avenues of thought I had never had about how wicked our enemy is and how he takes and steals and kills and destroys from our lives. And, hey, it's called The Shift. If people want to get it, you can get it from Angel Studios. And I suggest everybody watch it. It's really powerful.
Yeah, while you were talking, I checked on YouTube, and they do have the movie that you can buy it or rent it on YouTube. And they also have several trailers, so you can check it out. I'm going to check it out, and it sounds real good. I might just rent it and watch it. Sounds real good there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. you know, thank God for all these movies and novels that are put out by you know, Christians and good people that get insight into these things, into these areas. I know I've read the novels of Frank Peretti more than once, and I enjoyed them. I really did. And I didn't think I was going to, but I did. I did enjoy them. And so, you know, sometimes you just have to read and get into one of these books or movies and kind of get away a little bit from the ugliness of what we're facing, right? Because God did not create the world ugly like this. No, God created a beautiful world, and man has destroyed it, corrupted it. And so sometimes we just have to a little bit our eyes and look at the things that the Lord has done and is doing in our midst. Look at the smile of a child. Look at the simplicity. I was just talking to the Lord this morning about it. You know, the simplicity of the beauty of things he created. The, you know, simple simplicity, the beauty, the just the purity of a child's smile, the purity and the beauty of a flower just as it blossoms. I mean, the raw simplicity of an animal and its beauty, you know, a dog, a cat, how they react to you, affection, just raw affection, love. These are things which are real in this, and you know, God created them, and all this other stuff is not real. It's man created, and he has a lot of benefits, yes, but man, he has a lot of ugliness too. Well, one other thing here that I wanted to share before we leave, and we're going to have for the top of the hour break, we have some other, and we will have some time because we do not have a lot of mailbag today. But I wanted to share the fact that the Biden administration, someone sent me an article here that the Biden administration just released the Colombian drug lord after a brief apprehension at the border. And so this is, according to the article, this is from Breitbart. One of Venezuela's most wanted drug lords was released by Biden into the United States. If you still don't know who these people are in bed with, the Biden administration, and what they're doing to this country, then you are really deluded. You're really way more asleep than I thought you were. If you still think that he's doing a great job at the border and doing a great job in many things, he just released, according to Breitbart, one of Venezuela's most wanted drug lords. Guess where he wound up here in the States? Guess how he came through? Guess who opened the border so he could come through? O'Biden. And guess who, after being apprehended and detained, guess who released him back into the United States? O'Biden. So if that doesn't shock you, and if that doesn't still wake you up, then I don't know what will. And the other thing I was going to show you, share with you, is there's a space weather warning that followed a solar explosion. And according to this article, it's going to cause a lot of problems on planet Earth. And according to them, it's going to make... It has the potential to make the Northern Lights visible in the continental United States and the United Kingdom. So there you have it. There you have it, folks. We're going to take a short break, and then after we come back, have your elements ready. We'll have communion, and then we'll just go on to whether the Lord leads us. We have a mailbag, very, very, very small mailbag. And then from then on, we'll do as the Spirit leads. This is the Mailbag Show with Larry Taylor, Chuck Wilson, and yours truly, Augusto Perez. We'll be right back.
First Peter 5:8-10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith? Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Welcome back. From the first book of Corinthians, I'm going to read a portion of scripture there. Turn to first book of Corinthians, chapter 11. And we're going to read there, starting verse 26. And, trust you have your elements ready. We use the fruit of the vine, grape juice. And sometimes we use crackers, piece of bread, matzah, or a wafer. Sometimes the little cups that you get in the Bible bookstore. First book of Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. He that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Okay, so let's take a moment at this time and to examine ourselves. And when we return, we'll have communion together. Thank you, Father. We bless these elements that we're about to partake. This is the new covenant that we are celebrating. We are entering into this covenant by faith. We stand in this covenant by faith. And we ask you to bless, Father dear, this piece of bread and this fruit of the vine, that everyone, when they receive communion with us, Lord, will receive your touch, healing, deliverance, forgiveness of all sins. We ask you, Father, that you would manifest your presence to them. And we thank you in advance for everything. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for everything, Lord, that you protect us every day, even as we go about our business, and we don't even realize it. Father, we thank you for the lives that you saved that were not lost in that event, Lord, that with a bridge in Baltimore. Lord, we pray for those that did lose their lives or maybe are still in the process of being recovered and being rescued. We ask, Father, that you would reach down, Lord, and touch them, Lord, and somehow, Lord, bring them back alive. And you have a destiny for their lives, Lord, that they will accept you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. And we pray for those that are doing this rescuing and the searching. We pray that you give them insight and you give them, Lord, the strength and the wisdom, Lord, to know what to do and all these things. And we ask, Father, that you would raise up many more brave generals, like the general that spoke out from the Air Force. Oh, God, wake up your people. Wake up your people, oh God. Wake up the generals. Wake up the mighty men, as the book of Joel says. Wake them up, Lord. Bring them, for the harvest is great. The harvest is plenteous. For we are in the valley of decision, according to your scripture. And we ask that you open the eyes of the people, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Praise God. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night when he was betrayed, He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let's receive the body of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. After the same manner, he also took the cup after he had eaten, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. These do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the fruit of the vine, symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. We give you thanks. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go ahead now and open our mailbag. And I received a prayer request, a very short prayer request from Michelle to pray for her neck, her back, shoulder, and head, that God's word be manifest and that she is healed. And according to your faith, Michelle, according to your words, to your own words, and according to your faith, I release that healing anointing of God upon your neck, your back, your shoulder, your head, all that upper part of your body. And all that oppression, it breaks, it goes in Jesus' name. And all tension, it oozes out. It just comes out of your neck, your back, your shoulders, and the back of your head in Jesus' name. It just goes. It goes in Jesus' name. All that stress, it goes. And the Lord says to you, Michelle, lay your head upon me, daughter. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Cast all those burdens upon me, and all the anguish and all the grief. He says, trust me, trust me, trust me. I am working in your life, and I'll make all things beautiful in their own time. And all the prayers that you have prayed are going to be answered in due time, in due season. And you shall see it with your own two eyes. In the days to come, in Jesus' name. Praise God. God bless you, Michelle. Thanks for writing.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Here's one from Dan.
Pastor Augusto, our local church pastor is teaching a series on the book of Revelation. Just last Sunday, the teaching was on the mark of the beast and how it wasn't a literal mark, but only a condition of the heart. Also, that we shouldn't be alarmed by taking the jab, digital chips, or any modern tracking devices. I was absent this last Sunday and I was informed by my wife of these teachings. When I'm present, I usually speak up and speak out. I'm one of those Christians that are what some call spiritual. I feel that the Lord has given me the boldness to do so, with wisdom, from the beginning. The last Sunday service that I attended, I felt the urge from deep down in my bowels to praise the Lord out loud, and so I did and said, give the Lord praise and glory, and there was some response, but very little. I've had that urge twice in my life to give praise to the Lord, and the response has been the same. A few days later, early in the morning, I drove my daughter to work, and on the way home, I was pondering this outburst in the church, and I said to the Lord, forgive me if I was working in the flesh, and the Lord answered and said, Dan, if you didn't do it, the rock would have, the animals would have, and the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord for you all. Be blessed. Your brother from Northwest Wisconsin. Shalom, shalom. Dan.
Hey, thanks for writing, Brother Dan. Man. So. You go to that church, wow, man, you got to be careful. I don't know, but I guess you kind of balance things out there, huh? You speak out, and you should, because the pastor talking about the mark of the beast, that it's not going to be literal, and only a condition of the heart, and that people shouldn't be alarmed by taking the jab. Digital chips or any modern tracking devices. I don't know. I mean, I guess you go there, right, because the Lord told you to. But I don't know. The Lord may tell you to leave there soon. The Lord may tell you to leave there soon. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And there may be a time when God has you there, you know, to kind of straighten them out or try to. But eventually, I believe that he's going to lead you out of there. I don't see any other way about it. But any other way, keep it up while you still can and speak up. Never shut up and worship the Lord with all your heart and wake up the dead people. God bless you, Dan. Thanks for writing.
Thank you, Dan.
May the Lord bless you, Dan.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, what this brother just shared, it's happening in a lot of churches, believe it or not. I hear reports all the time. All the time I hear reports on people write to me, and they're wanting me to, they want me to tell them of a church in this area or that area, if I know of any church there. And I just simply don't. I just simply don't. And this is where we are at. And I mean, my heart breaks. My heart breaks. And we were talking about this not too long ago in this program. My heart breaks. How many churches are shutting down and good pastors that are resigning. And the majority are just compromised and they just keep going. And the few that are kind of holding the ground and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and doing what is supposed to be done, God bless them. God bless them. God bless those pastors and their congregation that are holding the line. They're holding the line. They're preaching the deliverance. They're healing folks. They're casting out demons. They're preaching the gospel. They're helping those that are bound in addictions. I mean, God bless those pastors that are doing that and are preaching against all of these things. Same like we do. And God bless those pastors. And there are some out there, but not many, sadly. But anyways, I was just thinking about this, and the Sun, and I was thinking about you, Larry, because you keep a close tab on the Sun and what the Sun is doing and the explosions on the Sun, and it, according to this article that came out in Charisma, it says from the blood moon and the coming eclipse, the next item to be on the lookout for is a geomagnetic storm warning that was issued by NOAA. And so he says that he says there in the article that this space storm is coming after plasma burst from a solar flare. And so I don't know if you have anything on that, Larry, or anything else regarding that, but I'm going to turn it over to you.
I did want to thank Andrea. Sent me a card all the way from Hawaii, and it's a wonderful card. It, because of my loss of a couple of my pets lately, and she said on the card, one of the interesting things is the hardest part of loving a pet is saying goodbye. And Andrea, I totally agree, and I thank you so much. It's a comforting card. It did comfort me, and it blessed me, and it gave me more shalom, and I appreciate so much you sending that. Thank you. And then on top of the news you're talking about, we just went through that solar storm, one of them. There's an X1.1 with a CME to hit us. I guess any time we could get that one, but the one solar storm we just got hit with came off the Sun, and it went all the way up to a, because of the fact that when these energized protons hit, including lots of radiation, it went all the way to the ground because it twisted the magnetosphere and came through the protection. And went all the way up to a G4, which is severe. Matter of fact, the planetary index was a K8. I can't remember a 8 on the KP. I've never seen that. And the G4 is really, really high. That's a severe. But we did weather it, and that's down for now. But we're having almost two or three CMEs a day, a lot of them. And There is a warning up I saw this morning on space weather about some possible X flares coming off, which they would basically be aimed at us. So it's something we just need to watch.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things happening then with the suns. And I always say, keep your eye on the sun. And this is going to be the telltale sign. And the reason why you're seeing all the weather patterns that are happening is because of that. And so there's something here that I wanted to touch on. And I don't know if you guys have had an opportunity to see the latest Planet X report put out by Planet X, you know, the YouTube channel. And he put out a one recently, and in that one shows the sun with the solar flares, all the eruptions happening in the sun. And one of the things that I saw there was Planet X. We can call it by so many names: Nibiru, Planet X, Destroyer, all kinds of things, of course. And I don't want people to get confused, and I want to make a clarification here, because I have been talking about it on our Thursday teaching, that what we're dealing with here, okay, is a mini solar system, that has its own sun, like we have our own solar, and it has seven planets around it. Seven planets, or a combination of planets and its moons thereof, with a total of seven. And what people see out there sometimes is not necessarily the dark sun, okay? Because that one is behind that one is pretty far away, and it's behind our soul. It's gonna be reaching perihelion later this year, and we see this other object there in the Planet X news, where the sun is emitting, you know, is shooting its flares, and according to the brother that does these programs and does this takes the photos and the videos, this object is on an orbit of 28 days around the sun. And I don't want people to confuse that object with the brown dwarf, because the brown dwarf is making its trek around our sun, around our soul, and then when it reaches perihelion, it's going to turn back up out. Remember, it's coming from under us. It's going to cross us, and it's going to go back out, you know, and it's going to take I don't know, 4,000 years, 3,500, 4,000 years to, you know, make the trek come back. And, but, you know, that is roughly what the scientists have determined. It's very hard to prove that, very difficult. And I would like to bring in Stan Deo soon to talk a little bit about it. Maybe he won't. But maybe he knows something. But this object that is being seen there in the Planet X news, it's not the brown dwarf, because the brown dwarf is not on an orbit around the sun every 28 days. That's not it. But it is probably one of those other objects, one of those other planets that is orbiting around the brown dwarf. And that is probably what it is being seen there. Again, it is very hard to tell. It is almost impossible to tell with the dynamics of the astronomy and the planetary dynamics going on. It's almost impossible to wrap your brain around these things. But suffice to say that in that Planet X video, you can see it. You can see this object, and it is exactly where the sun is shooting its solar flares at. It's directing its solar flares towards that object, saying, get out of the way. Get out of here. You're in my turf. And I don't know. if this continues, there's going to be some solar disruptions again later this year, coinciding with the April 8th solar eclipse. And we were talking before the program, and we didn't get to cover it in the first half, but I was reading an article this last couple of days that the feds have been preparing for this solar eclipse for 2 years. So let me ask you a question. I'm asking you guys out there, and you guys here in this program, Larry and Chuck, and you guys out there, I'm asking you all, how can the feds prepare for this kind of for a solar eclipse, for an event that is going to happen there or could happen, and they have been preparing for 2 years for a solar eclipse? I mean, I'm no expert. I'm no expert astronomer or scientist, but since when do solar eclipses cause this kind of havoc? They're talking about disruptions in your cell towers, disruptions in your cell phones, disruptions in the have enough food for 2 weeks. I mean, something is afoot here, like Sherlock Holmes used to say, right? Something is afoot, Watson. What do you think?
Well, oh, that's really interesting. By the way, I did see that video Planet X News put out, and those images were some of the best I've ever seen. One of the best a couple of years ago was one he had that showed about, it looked like possibly the destroyer and three or four or five planets around it. I saw that one, and that was really interesting. And but, you know, talking about the scenario or their preparations for what's going on, you know, I can't imagine a solar eclipse and you're going to call out, you know, NBC Bunch, you know, which is possibly a biological or chemical attack or radiation, radiological expert, blah, 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 National Guard everywhere, you know, and yep, that's kind of going overboard, except, and I got to thinking about that, except for this, you know, is it possible, you know, because we're not being told everything, we're not really being told hardly anything. But is it, you know, it's possible that they could have timed a terror attack with the eclipse. You know, certainly, you know, they're claiming ISIS did this one in Moscow. Well, maybe, you know, ISIS is the kind of crazy people that Islamic that would do something during a solar eclipse, and I guess holler, you know, to Allah, if you will. So anyway. Is it something coming they know? Is it a terror event they know and expecting? But, you know, I also thought on something else. It's very interesting because what if, and this is just one of my what if moments, basically, what if, and this solar event really is going to cross all of America, you know, not all of it. Over the area that I'm at, it'll be total blackout, if you will. In other words, the sun will be covered 100%. And what if, when that happens, since you can't see the sun because it's covered by the moon, basically, the shadow, since you can't see it, what if you actually see the destroyer out there and its entourage? What if what they've shielded against all this time suddenly is visible because the sun's light is blocked? Now, we all know that if suddenly everybody saw this thing out there, it would be panic, you know, everywhere. People would go nuts. So I don't know. What if?
Yeah, I never thought about that, but more than likely people will be able to see Planet X very clearly with the sun blocked off. And how these people plan on preventing that from happening, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. And I think they're aware of that. But we do know that many of the millionaires and billionaires are going to their bunkers at this time because they know something's going to happen here real quick. But, you know, the Lord is in control of the solar flares and everything that comes from the sun. He no doubt is using it to cause disruptions. These people can't control these solar flares. This is coming from the Lord, and he will use it to cause disruptions. And one of the big disruptions that this country and this whole earth could experience is no cell phones for a lengthy period of time. That would really throw things off. And then, of course, grids going down, the internet going down, any number of things can really cause a lot of big problems for us.
Yeah. Well, it could be. It could be. It depends on where that object is in regards to the sun when this event happens on April 8th. Now, of course, these people have the means, right, the ability to be able to tell that. Just that, where that object is going to be, and it may be they have determined that it's going to be right there, where it's going to be visible if the sun is, if you will, eclipsed. I don't know. Again, all of these are what ifs, and a lot of question marks, a lot of questions, and very little answers, very few answers. But we will all be able to see this, won't we, soon. Again, brings us back to the movie, Leave the World Behind, that I mentioned some time ago, some months ago in this program, where it's out in Netflix, and it was produced by Obama. Very kind of interesting. And by the way, Obama was in England. And he's traveling the world. I'm talking to the dignitaries overseas. So I wonder what's up with that. Again, there's a lot of stuff going on here that we just don't have the answers to, and we're just going to have to wait and see. So it's not too far in the future. It's only a couple of weeks left, actually, so we can see them. And we will be able to know what happens on April 8th. And how about that? Maybe nothing will happen. How about that? Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe all of this was a rehearsal. You know, just people call them, it's not a rehearsal they call them. They call them an exercise. They call them exercises. What if this is an exercise, right, in some upcoming event? We don't know. But anyways, these things continue to happen, and we're just going to have to wait and see, folks.
Well, I was going to share something that really has blessed me lately. If people know me, every once in a while I really fall prey to pretty much to infections in my mouth, around my teeth and such, and a lot of it seems to go back to my sinuses. And, of course, you know, this time of year I have horrible sinus because of, all the pollen, and right now it's off the scale. But with that being said, recently, I have gum problems, gum issues a lot because of this, and just couldn't get rid of them. I've mouthwash with different things. I've used salt water, vinegar. I mean, baking soda, I've done the gamut, and of course when you talk like this, people send you all kind of little notes on what will cure you, and most of the time it don't. But anyway, I had gone to my dentist. I had a cap come off of one of my teeth, and I had a little bit of gum issue around that cap, and I went in to see my dentist, and anyway, I told him, that it just almost was impossible for me to stop having gum issues because of my sinus situation, and I just couldn't seem to beat it. And anyway, that was about 3 months ago, and he said, you just need some thieves. And I said, spell that. He said, T-H-I-E-V-E-S, like thief, thieves. And I looked at him again, I thought maybe my dentist had, did like Humpty Dumpty and fell off the wall and broke himself. But he was telling me something. He said the only thing I can think would help you, and he said, you're not going to buy it around here because there's not a store, including Walmart, that even carries it. He said, but the best thing you could get, I think, is thieves' toothpaste and mouthwash. And I thought, what in the world? I've never even heard of it. So I'll go to my pharmacy. And he said, I've heard of it, but we don't carry it, and you're probably not going to find anybody else around here that carries it. And I said, that's what my dentist said. And my pharmacist acted like, well, he wasn't even going to offer to make the effort to get it for me. And I said, good, I'll find it for myself. So I went home, and I found it on Amazon. It's actually, if you want to look up this thieves toothpaste and mouthwash, it's absolutely incredible stuff. You can go to their website, youngliving.com. Young Living Essentials Oils is what it is, youngliving.com. And it's thieves, just like he spelled it, T-H-I-E-V-E-S. I've got it. I get it through Amazon all the time, and it's more expensive than the most of the stuff. But here's the deal. The toothpaste is absolutely incredible. Some of the stuff in it is just off the charts, good stuff for you. And, it's, you know, it's got such things in it as, you know, ionic trace minerals. It's got, I was looking here, wintergreen and lemon and clove and cinnamon and eucalyptus oil and tea tree oil and rosemary and blah, blah, blah. And more than that, actually, the toothpaste is powerful. And it absolutely cleans and keeps your gums fresher than anything. And what it is, and this is why my dentist told me to get it, it's an antibacterial. It's incredible. Now, it costs a few more dollars than what you're going to pay for others. But listen, and I love the mouthwash because they've got in it, it's all, you know, all these things that can help you. Matter of fact, it's zero. It has zero alcohol, no alcohol, no fluorides, no additives of any kind to cause you problems, but it also has colloidal silver in it. And I'm going to tell you, I've been using it 3 months now, and I have not had one gum issue, not even one. And for me, that's phenomenal. I'm not going to say miraculous. I'm going to say phenomenal, okay? But it's thieves, toothpaste, and mouthwash, and it's blessed me. You know, I don't have many blessings these days, and my age, and I'm 77 going on 78, so, you know, the blessings don't come that much. The Lord helps, but I think the Lord actually, I'll give him the credit, he probably gave this idea to my dentist that gave it to me, and 3 months and not a gum issue, hey, that's a plus, folks. And I just wanted to mention it because, you know, it might help you too if you have problems like I do sometimes.
Yeah, while you were talking, I went to the website. Very interesting, and I'm glad you found something to help you out there. So it is worth taking a look at because I have a lot of stuff out there besides toothpaste.
Yeah. Yeah. When you started talking, Larry, the first thing I thought of was stop using fluoride toothpaste. That's the first thing. But this product that that the doctor recommended you is probably a little better. And I have been using some non-fluoridated toothpaste. And, and it has some other good things in it. However, I'm going to look into this one that you talked about because it does seem that it does have some other ingredients that some of these other ones do not have. But, like the one I am using has, you know, it has a lot of stuff, you know, the betaine cleanser, and it has a tea tree. It also has tea tree oil, and it has calcium carbonate, and it has hydrated silica, you know, to clean the teeth, and some of these other potassium citrate and some of these things, coconut, it has coconut oil also, so it has some good things in it. and you can find these things like you did, Larry, on the internet, in Amazon. You can also find them in Walmart. You can also on Walmart online, not Walmart the store, Walmart online. Or you can find it also in some of these other places like eBay. But, I would recommend, excuse me, that people stop using fluoridated toothpaste, because that is a no-no. And so I'm glad to hear you had good results with that one, Larry. And I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. So, you know, there's going to be probably some people that are interested in getting that. And we're living in a time where we're going to have to get start using natural things instead of this stuff that they want us to eat and they want us to use. Like one of the things I don't use anymore is this salad dressings that you buy in the store. Don't use that. Do not use that stuff. That is toxic. Make your own salad dressings. Make your own salad dressings. Okay? Get some olive oil. And by the way, not all olive oil is made equal. There is some olive oil that is not olive oil at all. So when you go buy your olive oil, make sure it's from Spain. The olive oil from Italy is a mixture. It's not 100% olive oil. I have read some researchers say that from Italy it's not. Don't buy olive oil from Italy unless it's guaranteed. It guarantees you. You know, it's a brand that guarantees you that it is 100% olive oil. No other oils involved. Unless they can tell you that. Don't go there. Don't buy these popular brands. And the other thing is, like some of these olive oils that you buy, like Walmart has its own, and some of these other, you know, places have their own olive oils. If you read the fine print, it says the olive oil here is, and then they mention different countries. It's not, and even the one that says olive oil from Spain, you read the fine print, make sure that it's from Spain only, because many of them says the fine prints from Spain, from Turkey, from, you know, from Italy, blah, 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 a whole bunch of places. So what is with that? So you got to read the fine print and start using. The other thing I was going to use, I was going to mention to you is, and again, you know, I'm no doctor, okay? And I'm no dentist, and Larry's no dentist either. We're just talking out of experience, okay? So we're not saying these things out of medical expertise. We're just saying it from our own experience, and we're trying to help people. That's all. And we're just saying this, you know, for the benefit of this program, this platform. So nobody goes out and says, you know, they're trying to act like doctors out there or whatever. So anyway, but then what I was going to say was that the other thing is that I was listening to this doctor. He passed away. He's from Puerto Rico. And he was an excellent, brilliant doctor. And he did a lot of research. And he was doing some reporting and some research and some study on oils. And he said something that really blew me away. He just blew me away. And he said that all these oils that people buy in the store, he said all these oils that people buy, when you buy them in the store, he said, do you want to know the reason why those oils never go bad? You can have them for weeks and you can have them for months and it doesn't go bad. Do you want to know why? He says, because they are dead. D-E-A-D. They're dead. And those oils, they're dead. So what do you think you're putting into your body is good and it's dead. There's no life in it. And God made everything on this earth life and alive so that when we consume those products, we are eating life into our body and we're eating life into our being. And so many of these products are dead. And he says, they're dead. He says, don't buy them. Don't buy those oils. And so he did recommend olive oil. And he recommended also avocado oil is also good, he says. The problem with those oils is that you cannot use them to fry. Because when you use them to fry, you know, the temperature goes up in the oils, and right there the oils go bad. You destroy the oils, and in the process you destroy the food that you're cooking in that oil. And so he says, if you're gonna do that, if you really want to do that, he says it's best just to use lard. Believe it or not, he says it's best just to use old fashioned lard or coconut oil. But, you know, other than that, he says, those oils are not able to take the high temperatures. They can't handle it. And so they start breaking down. And when they break down, they create this toxic compounds, is the way he explained it, that you eat that goes into your body. Anyway, I know I'm talking a lot of stuff here that I had to chew on it for a while to be able to get it. And but anyway, if there's anybody out there that maybe benefits from this, praise God. Final comments, and then we'll wrap it up, guys.
Well, we just need to be cautious next few months. Matter of fact, Stan Dale, you was talking about having him on the show. He just gave out he had a Zoom call that I had access to, and he was sharing about where we are, and he believes that we're right at Isaiah 17 and the arrival, and he claims that he don't believe we'll be here to see that, but he said it you know, that could happen, but he said we're it's imminent, we're very, very close. And he just encouraged people to keep praying and keep standing and trust in the Lord.
Amen. I second that.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, I'm going to get him in here. And I've been praying, and the Lord's been laying in my heart, bringing in Danny Holdings in again. And I just feel like, I don't know if I can have them both at the same time, but I don't know, maybe, but maybe not, maybe one at a time. But we'll try to get these guys in here, because it's going to be kind of a very exciting roller coaster summer. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Chuck. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been another edition of the Mailbag Show. Until next time, this is Augusto Perez saying shalom.